Okay.
Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. I'm Erik Mravec, and this is Martin Jediný, and we are working in Red Hat. And we are working on something which is called Conflux. Have you ever heard about Conflux? Raise hand. Perfect. Another one? Anyone? Okay. I will tell you what it is. Conflux is an open source, cloud-native software factory, build factory if you want, and it's focused mainly on software supply chain security. What we are doing in Red Hat, we are building software in a Conflux, actually a lot of software, for example, operators, Maven artifacts, Helm charts, RPM packages, but in this presentation, we'll be mostly interested in container images. Conflux is really big, too big to be handled by the single team, and our team is specialized for SBone domain. We are generating SBones, we are augmenting them, and we are also delivering those SBone solutions to the other teams that are committed to the security and compliance, for example, for in a vulnerability management. And in this presentation, we would like to show you that in Red Hat, we are not treating SBones as like some kind of mandatory checklist, but we are trying to, let's say, unlock their potential. We are looking for a way how to make it better, how to make it more precise. And we would like to introduce a new concept, which is called contextual SBone, and tell you what it brings for vulnerability management. So let's start with a really simple real-world scenario. You handle a large build system as a Conflux, and you build a simple image as it is in a slide. You have a simple container file. So basically, you build it, you probably deploy it to the production, you generate SBone for that, you maybe forget about SBone, and 3 months later, a vulnerability pops up in a HTTPD package. And in your CI/CD pipeline, your image scan turn red, and you get acknowledged that your image is affected, and so on. We know that, right? Question is, what to do now? Do you update your HTTPD package in your container file, or you will wait for a base image update? You don't know at this point. I mean, in this point, you know. You can see you are installing just NumPy, and logically, the HTTPD package will be sourced probably from the base image, right? It's really simple here. The real problem is in a large-scale build system with a complex container files, multiple base images, hundreds of dependencies. Basically, here is a real problem to get acknowledged, like from where is the package came from. And most vulnerability scanners tell you this image is vulnerable, but they have limited capabilities to answer a question like from where exactly the vulnerability came from. You might remember that you produced SBone after the time, and you would like to check it, right? Here are the bad news. Most of the SBones or traditional analyzed SBones has the same problem. They provide flat list of packages where is everything attributed to your final image, but you cannot extract the information like from which base image, where it was exactly in the supply chain this package has been installed. And this is the problem from the perspective of the vulnerability management. So what is our solution? At Red Hat, we are solving it with so-called contextual SBone pattern. The idea is really simple. We use SPDX relationships to say from where which package exactly came from. So SPDX specification is really flexible. We can even create packages, other packages, that are basically represent our images that are part of the build process, our base images, our builder images, our intermediate images. And we can bound them with a relationship, and we are doing it by expressing, okay, this is my final image, and it is basically descendant of this base image. And we are also using contains relationship that are already present in a generated SBone, and we are modifying them to point those packages back to these original base images. And on the right side, now you know. Now it's everything clear. HTTPD package has been installed in a Python 3.12. And Python 3.12 is an ancestor, or our image is a descendant of Python 3.12 base image. What is the actual application? We use this contextual SBOM in a vulnerability management. And thanks to contextual SBOM, you immediately see that vulnerability emerges from your base image. So with a contextual SBOM, the remediation is straightforward. You would like to probably coordinate with the Red Hat UBI team to get updated UBI Python 3.12 image. And then you will just rebuild your component to inherit the fix. It's very important also in our build system, you can track all the images that are inheriting from this base image, and you will immediately rebuild them because you know that they are affected, right? Because they are using the same base image.